This painting is called Fulcrum. Fulcrum generally is the point at which things pivot. A swinging pendulum, the fulcrum is at the top. It is the point at which anything in motion rotates around if it's tethered to another object. This painting is of a pivotal moment for Aeon and Jack the Space Dog. This is the moment where they merge with the technology and the AI of the civilization that they have found while being space shipwrecked on a planet after a successful but unexpected result from their folding drive that they attempted to use. So this is not the first painting for Jack the Space Dog. The first one that actually featured Aeon and Jack is called Just a Weekday, and we're featured really small, and a lot of people tend to miss us, but that's the first one that we're in. This would be probably number three. I painted this in 2023. This painting took a little over a month, probably a month or two off and on. A lot of it I laid out ahead of time, but actual painting probably 2 or 3 months. Some of the setup and some of the model making and the model photos and the lighting, a lot of that stuff I did with models and photographs. So translating that into the painting took its own time, but probably actual painting time, 2 months of actually painting. So this is the moment of change for them, and this is the moment that essentially at least a remnant of this civilization comes back to life through Jack and Aeon. So they become wholly new creatures, though they still look like themselves. They now have access to technologies and concepts that are so advanced that they would appear like magic. This is that moment. This, you know, they become a single unit. They also become the inadequately provisioned saviors of existence. Fulcrum is a, you know, a leverage point. You know, on a seesaw, the fulcrum's in the middle. This is the fulcrum of events in the story. This is the real pivotal moment of change in the storyline. Up until now, most of what has happened to them have been somewhat choices, somewhat happenstance, but this is entirely a choice, and it's a choice that Aeon and Jack together choose to go through, not knowing whether or not they will survive the change, because it was never intended for their individual species. Though the AI that has been helping them survive on this planet so far is at the end of what he can do to help them, unless they essentially become a part of this lost civilization. And the only way to do that for them, since they were not born into it, is to go through this change. So those bands feature a lot in several of the Jack the Space Dog paintings. For me, they're sort of a symbol of this technology that this civilization has. They appear anytime there's something being changed, right? Matter being changed into energy, gravity being changed into force, or a different kind of force, or Aeon and Jack manifesting their newfound control over this technology or their power. So these three bands appear, and they both rotate and spin around them together. Three is always a powerful number in art and in culture and even in religion, which I'm sure everybody can think of several examples of that. These bands appear as my way of showing that they're utilizing some portion of this. Those three bands around a central sort of glowing hub was the first vision that I ever had of this storyline concept. The small one that Jack is looking at and that I am looking at is the AI that so far has been sort of a insubstantial voice that was just all over the city that we crash landed near on this deserted planet. And he's a trained AI left that represents the general consciousness or the general ideas of this society. And so this is where he manifests as an actual object, whereas before he's just been a voice that's kind of inhabits the planet generally without a real source. Kind of like a ghost, but he's not a ghost. A lot of things in here appear as ghosts or magic or fantasy sort of stuff, but it's all based on technologies that's sufficiently advanced that we can't tell the difference. So because this is such a big moment, I tried to use the whole spectrum. There's only a few paintings that I choose to use the full color spectrum palette, and it's usually when there's something big going on. Even ones that seem to be like they use a lot of colors, generally there's some color missing or some color substantially muted so that it is either a minor accent color or there's not really a spectrum, though it appears like there is. It's also a happy moment because, one, we're at the point here where he has survived this trial, and this is the key to them leaving the planet and going home, because at this point, back on their home planet, everyone thinks, or many people think, that probably Aeon is dead at this point. Certainly, his friend Victus, who designed the folding drive and implemented it against his better judgment because Aeon told him, you know, either start the folding drive or I'll die. I can't escape, so either run it and try it or I'm definitely going to die, so let's roll the dice. And so he thinks he's killed his friend because he doesn't hear from him again. You know, the drive comes online, space folds, and then nothing for 6-8 months. Now that Aeon and Jack are changed, now I can access the technology on the planet and actually turn it on. This painting is sort of a lead-in to other paintings where you start to see me utilize their ships and their technology and their bring all that stuff sort of back to life. It's been dormant, almost like inert objects, but all of it still functions all over the galaxy, though it's just been sitting there seemingly dead. This is the moment where everything for them and for the rest of the galaxy changes.